Because even when we knew we were going to be running against each other for president, we found a way to work together. I think we need to be serious about this topic today. We can all say, well, here we are at a university, we have comfortable lives, we'll pat each other on the back, say, isn't it nice that we're nice to each other? This is a much more serious subject. For the polarization of American politics is present not just in Washington, but in American life. You just look at how many of our collective bigotries we have overcome in America in the last 100 years. We are less racist than we used to be. We are less sexist than we used to be. We are less religiously bigoted than we used to be. We are less homophobic than we used to be. We have one remaining bigotry. We don't want to be around anybody that disagrees with us. Now we're laughing, but you know it's true. We don't even want to watch television news we disagree with. My late mother-in-law, whom I adored, Hillary's mom, lived with Hillary in Washington when she was a senator and secretary of state until she passed away at almost 92. And she was the most liberal member of our family, but she forced herself to watch an hour of Fox News every day. Now we're laughing, and I sat down with her once at the table, we're drinking a cup of coffee, watching Fox News. And I said, Dorothy, why do you do this? And she said, first, I want to know what they're saying, and I want to make sure I can answer it. And secondly, nobody's wrong all the time. And nobody's right all the time.